Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
For the best Ravens coverage.
What time is
it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your song request. Pause for text line 410-583-1057. Get your votes in for featured artist Friday. Well, we were talking earlier about the levels you have to go through in the season, and Dannon used to bring up good points with 3 games in 11 days, which never happened when the Steel Curtain and the 49ers, etc., were doing their things. The regular season ended over a month ago. In the olden days, Super Bowls would have already been played, multiple by now. So there's definitely levels and obstacles that are in place, which makes no one's ever done it before, which makes this kind of a... A historic event, for sure.
Yeah, and the season's been extended, 17 games. Yeah, I mean, it's a very good debate. It's a good radio talk show debate, you know, sports talk.
Yeah, but right now I'm leaning towards Philly, so it ain't going to happen. Well, the map, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, anyway, Eric DaCosta was a Ravens GM on the Todd McShay podcast and at the Senior Bowl. Yes. Wearing a Red Sox hat, apparently.
I showed you the hat.
Oh, my God. No, that's a negative. I know you're from New England and everything, but no. Wear that at home when you're watching, like, Matlock or something. Don't wear that when you're representing the... but anyway, adding more speed to an offense that's already pretty bleeping explosive.
And we've tried to add... always try to add speed to the field. You know, we feel like Lamar, being the type of player he is, he presents so many challenges for linebackers and the front, you know, getting guys outside. So we drafted Hollywood, we drafted Zay, you know, we drafted Bate. We've allocated a lot of resources. We don't have that. The one piece we probably missed on is that big X presence. We've never really had that. We tried to find that guy. That guy doesn't grow on trees, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
find those
right,
kind of guys,
yeah.
Right? That's probably the one thing.
Big X receiver like Lee Evans. You know, I mean, the 6'2", A.J. Brown, who's playing in this game.
Who they could have drafted.
Yes, who they could have drafted. But littler receivers are kind of more what's popular now, you know, because of the speed and quickness and explosiveness and stuff. And it seems like there's more of those. There's not as many big receivers. And the thing that comes with a big receiver is it's unusual to get a big receiver that is a great route runner, just because bigger receivers, longer legs, body control, getting in and out of cuts and stuff makes things a little bit more difficult. So the A.J. Brown will be that guy that we're going to see. Kansas City doesn't really...
Well, Hopkins in his prime. Wasn't that super fast, though, right?
No. So, I mean, they're tough to come by. I mean, will they take a shot again? Do they kind of have that with Likely, you know? Kind of a little bit like that, I think. You know, I mean, and he brings them speed at the tight end position. And a guy that's going to give them even more speed next year, Bob's Keaton Mitchell's going to add that to the mix, too.
Now, when you talk about scouting and the let's go watch the players, let's watch film, Senior Bowl versus analytics and the trends that go from a numerical perspective, what's that fine line, Eric DaCosta, balancing the two?
So the first way that we've really, I think, used technology and analytics is just developing our own software. And I think we have an unbelievable product that we started developing in probably 2013. It's very, very advanced. We have two developers, full-time developers on staff with football backgrounds.
Is it for sale?
No, it's not for sale. Unfortunately, no. Some of the best tweaks we've made or ideas that I've gotten from the Orioles, because they're very advanced.
Interesting.
And I've looked at their software and we've added components. So that's the first thing. The second piece, though, really is the modeling that we do. We do pro modeling and we do college scouting modeling, which basically assigns a grade to every player. And that's a part of the process.
You know what's funny about that is prior to 13, they really, you had some analytics and stuff, but not as detailed and stuff as it is, and not as, used as much by NFL teams, for sure. Baseball, when did baseball get in heavy analytics, Bob? How many years ago?
It's been in the last 10 years or so, and it really started to escalate.
Yeah.
For sure, and Elias Mydell, and DaCosta referenced the Orioles, he's buddies there.
Like, when I was at the Niners, analytics, I don't even know the word was ever said.
Right. You can't catch. You've been analyzed.
My analytic department were my scouts that were all in their 60s that had been around forever that knew every coach. And, so you got your background information and all those types of things. You know, it's funny. Like, when I was in Washington, Bob, I asked Dan, Dan, I want an analytical guy. So he let me hire an analytical guy. He was $100,000. And then he fired him a month later, said he was too expensive.
Oh, there you go. We got to do what you got to do when you're making harsh business decisions. Like the Ravens, organizationally, continuity is huge. They've had three coaches. They've had what? Three? What, Phil Savage, I guess, was the GM when they first got here, but Ozzie was kind of running things in regards to the draft and whatnot. So organizational continuity, right, Eric DaCosta? That's key.
Yeah, so I've been blessed to work with Ozzie for 29 years, and I've had a chance to watch him with Coach Marchibroda, Brian Billick, and Coach Harbaugh. Very different personalities, different types of relationships, but always thrived. And when I would see other teams, the majority of the dysfunction in organizations is usually between coaching staffs and GMs and scouting staffs. We've never had that. It's a division of labor. It's being a good partner. It's having a great owner. Understanding your roles, responsibilities, and then it's communication and it's inclusion.
I think the biggest thing he said was everybody know their responsibilities. I mean, I think that is key, that everybody does, like owners own, coaches coach, administrators administrate, GMs GM, and then communication. You have to have a good partner, because That almost is the biggest thing, because you can't have a coach who wants to have the power and a GM who's like, well, I got to run the 53. I got to do this. No, it's all collaborative, like Eric talks about, because the coach, they see those guys every day and all that, and they have a good feel for what they need and how it fits. And, those are the best organizations where everybody gets along and everybody understands what their job is.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, News from the Nest, here on this Total Request Thursday. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta on the Todd McShay podcast talking about the salary cap and the tough choices that come along with it.
And so it is tough with the salary cap. You hate to see good players leave. Last year we lost a slew of good players on defense, right? We had all these guys last year that overperformed. We lost all those guys last year. Well, you know what? We replaced them. We traded Morgan Moses in offense. We let Kevin Zeitler walk. You know what? Our running game was better than it was last year, and Lamar got sacked less. So that's what motivates me, is how do you take advantage? Because, the reality of it is, if you have a good team, right, you spend a lot of money on players, you can't keep everybody. You become a victim of your own success by drafting really good players.
I'll give you an example of that. And it's like Eric was just talking about. You have a great player. And plus, it all depends on where you're at team-wise and stuff, on what you need. And You know, like when I was in Washington, Champ Bailey's sitting there and he wanted $7 million a year. This was Joe Gibbs' first year when he came back. So we put up on the board Champ Bailey, $7 million. All right, for that $7 million, we could get four defensive starters. So where we were at, that was pretty easy decision that, you know, we got to let this 25-year-old Hall of Fame guy go because we can, the same amount of money, we can pay four starters. So, I mean, those are like, that's what the salary cap does to you. It comes down to choices, and they're tough choices.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, hopefully we'll have some financial choices coming our way with some extra dough. Buy or sell. Talk about many sports subjects of this day. Bottom of the hour, Vinny's going to start breaking down the two teams, Super Bowl teams, that is. Statistically, if you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. Maryland tonight as underdogs at Ohio State, trying to build on that four-game winning streak, adding another road win to the tally as well. NFL lunch, 1 o'clock. Kevin Willard previews the game. He was on yesterday if you missed it. Now, how dare you for doing so? We'll have that around 1:15. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. If your day has not been made, trust me, Mike Harmon's going to make your day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 1:30.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Don't forget tonight, aside from Maryland, Ohio State, which you can hear on the radio station. NFL honors. Lamar's probably going to win his third most valuable player. Terrell Suggs, Marshall Yanda, Steve Smith, finalist for the Hall of Fame. So all of that we'll be talking about tomorrow.
Bob, you know what's funny is McAfee and you are going to have an argument because basically what you said, he said the opposite about Vinatieri. He said, if Vinatieri doesn't get in, I'm going to be raising hell.
First ballot?
Yes.
He's going to get in. But over Suggs? Sorry, McAfee. I know you played in the NFL as a punter.
He was with Vinatieri.
Beer swiller, which I certainly can relate to. But Suggs, impact 60-minute guy.
Yeah.
The guy that puts kickers in positions to win games.
And they're saying Yanda should be a sure bet. Hey, it's going to be interesting.
And how about Kuechly? Only played. Look at his stats. Only played 8 years. Had to retire because of concussions at 28. This is a 7-time All-Pro, Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. He was a stud. Played well in the postseason.
Did he? They lost. Was he in the Super Bowl? They lost.
Yeah, they lost to the Broncos. Yep. Remember, Cam Newton was pouting at the press conference after the game. But anyway, that's all happening tonight. One of the many sports subjects, of course. Let's count down.
All right, the Dow's down 161. The S&P's up 10. Nasdaq's up 27. DraftKings up 28 cents. Under Armour's down a nickel.
Well, we know the Chiefs, they've cemented themselves as the top dog in the AFC that everyone is chasing right now. Despite there being a handful of great quarterbacks in the conference and some really good overall teams, they just can't seem to be taken down. Chris Jones, he's been there through most of this dynasty run, was asked earlier this week about which fellow AFC contender poses the biggest threat to Kansas City. Didn't say the Bills, didn't say the Ravens. His answer was the Cincinnati Bengals. Direct quote saying injuries have played a huge part in their lack of success. Well, Vinny, are you buying or selling the Bengals the biggest threat to the Chiefs?
I'm gonna sell it because their defense is awful, and they have a lot of contract issues, so they're not going to be that same team that was competitive against the Chiefs. They're going to be talent-wise a lot less, unless they like unbelievable in their draft and free agent. But I don't think, you know, they've got to get Chase signed. Team, you know, Higgins, who knows? Hendrickson, who knows? So I don't think it's going to... I would say it's going to be the Ravens are going to be the ones.
Well, we'll go over to the NBA where the Wizards, they got in on the trade deadline fun yesterday, sending Kyle Kuzma to the Bucks in exchange for Chris Middleton and rookie A.J. Johnson, as well as a pick swap for 2028. Now, Washington, they've been projected to part ways with Kuzma for a few years at this point, even re-signed him a couple seasons ago with the intention of selling high, trying to recoup some capital for their rebuild. Well, they only received, again, just that pick swap and had to send a second rounder over to Milwaukee as part of the deal. Maybe they're in love with A.J. Johnson. I don't know. He's only played 7 games in his career. But buy or sell, Bob, the Wizards sold low here on Kyle Kuzma.
I'm going to soft sell because Kuzma's been banged up a lot this year. He has been playing well as of late. I guess recognizing that the trade deadline was looming. But, you know, previous regimes made some pretty bad decisions for the Wizards front office-wise. Just look at some of their draft picks. Johnny Davis, the kid out of Nebraska or Wisconsin, doesn't even play. They lose by 40 and he doesn't get in the game. Obvious in Portland now. Hachimura's in L.A. Kispert's coming off the bench. I'm not going to roast him too much for that one.
Go back to the NFL where Roger Goodell continues to talk about the possibility of expanding the NFL season to 18 games. Some wouldn't even consider it a possibility, more so inevitable. That might be a better word. But according to the commissioner, and he's right here, player support is necessary for this to get done. The NFL Players Association, their executive director, Lloyd Howell, he also spoke this week, was asked about possibly expanding the season, and said from the players he's talked to, there is zero desire to have another game. Goes on to say that the players would want expanded roster sizes, practice squad sizes, another bye week, and a longer offseason before they consider an 18th game. Sounds like negotiating to me, but Vinny, are you buying or selling the players will actually be able to put up a fight here?
Well, they'll get some of the things that they're asking for there because the money is going to be so great for that 18th game, and it's going to put money in their pocket too. So they'll be, because the owners don't care about all that, you know, extra time, all that stuff means nothing to them. Getting that 18th game means it all. And then having the Super Bowl on President's Weekend, all that stuff, money, money, money. So it'll happen, but they'll have to, it'll be part of a negotiation, but they'll concede some of the things the players want, because in the big picture, it means nothing to the money.
Super Bowl 70 will be in Greenland.
Yeah.
Not London? We're already skipping over.
How about we got a regular season game down Australia? What's it take, 20-some hours to get there?
I don't know.
Jesus. Hopefully it's not the Ravens.
I watched Crocodile Dundee once.
Well, the Terps, tonight's game, they're going to be back on the court, taking on Ohio State. Earlier in the season, they dominated the Buckeyes, got off to an extremely fast start in that one, and led 50-17 at halftime. In that game, Jacoby Gillespie led the way with 23 points, but in the end, five Maryland players finished in double figures. Could have been six, but Rodney Rice finished with 9 points. Buy or sell, Bob, Maryland will have five in double figures again tonight.
I'll buy that. Now, Ohio State's better. I mean, they won at Purdue, which teams rarely do. They blew out Kentucky. Mobley's now starting, which he didn't do in the first matchup. Bradshaw didn't even play. He's back in the front court. Maryland is underdogs for a reason. But I think that they will be balanced, because you look, Roddy Rice starting to heat up, as you said. Miguel goes on these little 5 or 6 minute spurts where he's just scoring at the yin-yang. We'll see what Derek Queen's going to bring to the equation here early, because if he's involved early, he's due for a big day. So, yes, I'm going to buy that.
And our last topic of the day here, talking about Patrick Mahomes, just doesn't seem to get rattled anymore, no matter what an opposing defense is able to throw at him. However, if you were looking for a recipe to beat the Chiefs and Mahomes in the Super Bowl, well, the only blueprint we really have is the Buccaneers back in 2020. They held Kansas City to just 9 points in that game. Mahomes was running for his life behind a weaker O-line, and while they only brought him down for 3 sacks, the damage was really done getting him off his rhythm. This year, Eagles, well, they boast a great pass rush, and once again, Kansas City operating with an average at best O-line. Buy or sell, Vinny, Philly needs to record at least 5 sacks to win on Sunday.
I'm going to buy that. You know, they were only 15th in sacks for the regular season with 41. And they've only got, in three playoff games, they've only got 10 sacks. So they don't have that elite dude on the outside. They've got big boy on the inside, and he gets doubled a lot, which, you know, then they don't get as much pressure. But Kansas City's tackles, especially the right tackle, he's susceptible to getting beat.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, and we'll talk more statistics between the Chiefs and the Eagles when we come back. Vinny Serrato, Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. But by the way, just tuning in, Vinny referenced Pat McAfee and Vinatieri getting in the Hall of Fame. He's getting in. My point is, Vinatieri, first ballot over Terrell Suggs. Not whether or not he's worthy of the Hall of Fame, but if Suggs has to wait a year because a kicker gets in, egregious. Again, baseball. Different sports, but the only 100% getter was a relief pitcher. Not Willie Mays, not Frank Robinson. A relief pitcher, a kicker over Sizzles, first ballot? Nah.
Vinny and Haney crunch the numbers. Sunday Stats Preview, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, a couple of days away from Super Bowl 59. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Total Request Thursday. Get your votes in Featured Artist Friday. We'll explain if you're new to the show in a couple of minutes. But Vinny, it's Kansas City. It's Philadelphia. Rematch from just 2 years ago. Chiefs going for 3 in a row. Philly in their 5th Super Bowl appearance, looking for their 2nd franchise Super Bowl. Only 1.5-point underdogs are the NFC champion Eagles. Let's break down the differences between the two teams statistically.
Yep. Kansas City for the regular season was a +6. They're a -1 in the playoffs. Philly was a +11 regular season. Playoffs, they're a +10 in 3 games. Now, let's look at Philly's defense compared to Kansas City's offense. Philly's defense, number one in the league, giving up 278 yards a game. Kansas City's offense, 17th, 327. Philly's defense against the pass, number one. 174 yards a game. Kansas City's offense, 14th, 222. Philly defense against the rush, 10th, 104. Kansas City's offense rushing, 22nd, 105. Now, points allowed. Philly's defense, 2nd, 17.8. Kansas City's offense, 15th, 22.8. All right, now, let's just look at when we look at the playoffs now in those things. Because we said Philly's defense was number one, giving up 278. In the playoffs, Philly's defense has given up 351 yards a game. Kansas City's offense, they were 17th with 327. Kansas City's offense is averaging 290. 290. So 30 yards, 40 yards less than what they've been getting during the regular season. Now, Philly's passing defense, which was number one, 174 yards a game, they're giving up 246 yards a game in the playoffs, 246. Now, Kansas City's offense, they average 222. In the playoffs, they're averaging 197. Points allowed, Philly's defense, we said, was second at 17.8. Now they're giving up 18.3. Now, Kansas City's offense, they were only averaging 22.8. Now they're 27.5. So, you know, they're scoring more points, but they're having less yards offensively. And Philly's defense is giving up a lot more yards than they did before. So we'll see with that. Now, a couple of the other things that are interesting, completion percentage. Their defense was 6th, 62.2%. Kansas City's offense, 9th, 67.3%. Average per completion. Philly's defense, number one, 6.0. Kansas City's offense, 23rd at 6.7. But, all right, let's look at playoffs. Playoffs, average per completion. Philly's defense was 1 at 6.0. Now they're 6.5. Kansas City's offense, playoffs, man. During the season, Kansas City's offense, 6.7. Now in the playoffs, 8.3. Touchdowns, Kansas City's or Philly's defense, 7th, 22. Kansas City's offense, 11th at 26. Sacks, Philly's defense, 15th, 41. And in three games, Philly's defense, they've got 10 sacks. So basically 3.3 a game. And Kansas City's offense, 16th at 41. Now, in the playoffs, in two games, they've given up 5. Quarterback rating. Philly's defense, 3rd, 82.5. Playoffs, 74.0. That's the turnovers. That's all those turnovers they got. That's what it is. Quarterback rating, Mahomes, 17th, 93.1. In the playoffs, 105.2. Average per rush. This is another good one here. Average per rush. Philly's defense, they're 9th, 4.3. During the playoffs, 4.5. Kansas City's average per rush, 29th in the league, one of the worst, at 4.0. Playoffs, Bob, 3.2. Third down conversions. Philly's defense, 3rd, 35.6. Playoffs, 43.5. KC's offense, 2nd. And third downs, 48.5. Playoffs, 45.0. Penalties, Kansas City was 29th with 94. They've had 9 penalties in 2 playoff games. Kansas City's or Philly's had 15 in 3. So they've averaged 5 penalties a game. Kansas City 3. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be a highly penalized game. Now, Bob, do we have time to go to the other side?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. KC's defense, Philly offense. KC's defense, they gave up, they were 9th overall, 320 yards, 320.6. Philly's offense, 8th, 367.2. Passing defense, Kansas City, 18th, 218. Philly's offense, 29th, 187.9. Rush defense, Kansas City's 8th, 101.8. Philly's offense, 2nd, 179.3. Points allowed, KC's defense fourth, 19.2. Philly's offense, Philly's offense, yes, seventh, 27.2. Now let's look at playoff numbers. Playoff numbers, total defense for Kansas City, they were giving up 320. Now they gave up 355. Philly's offense, they were 367. Now they're 366. Pretty same. Offensively, against the pass, KC's defense was giving up 218. Now they give up in the playoffs 207. This is Kansas City or Philly's offense, Bob. They were 187.9. In the playoffs, 138.7. Rush defense in the playoffs, Kansas City was 101.8. Now they're 148. Philly's offense, they were 179. Now they're 228 yards a game in the playoffs. Points allowed, Kansas City was 19.2. Now they're 21.5. Philly's offense was 27.5. Now they're 35.0 per game. So they have changed. I mean, run game has gone up, whereas the pass game has come down. And with that, the points scored has gone up for Philly. Sacks, let's look at sacks. Sacks, Kansas City's defense, 19th with 39. They have 10 in two games, so five per. Sacks allowed, Kansas City, 13th with 48. In three games, they've allowed 11. So three, four, something, yeah. So they could get sacked probably four times. Quarterback rating. Kansas City's defense quarterback rating 12th, 90.6. They're giving up 100.3. Quarterback rating Philly, they're 5th with 103.4. Now they're 105. Rushing attempts. Philly's offense, they were number one with 621. They have 104 rushing attempts in three games. They're rushing it over 30 times a game. Average per rush, Kansas City was 7th during the regular season, 4.1. Now they're at 4.9. Philly's offense, 5th, 4.9. Now they're at 6.6 per rush. Third down conversions, Kansas City's defense was 26th, 43.3, which that means they were one of the worst. Now they're at 48.4. They're almost 50% giving up. Philly's offense, 10th. 41.7, now 36.1. So they run it a lot more, and they scored a lot more. So Kansas City's defense, both defenses are not as good in the playoffs as they were because they're playing better teams and better quarterbacks.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Got more football talk coming your way, top of the hour. NFL lunch, going to hear from the head coaches of the Eagles and the Chiefs, Sirianni and Andy Reid. Kevin Willard was on our program yesterday. Hear from him at 1:15, breaking down tonight's matchup with Ohio State, which you can hear on the Fan. And then we'll preview the big game with Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, 2026. So just out of curiosity, of course, I looked at their schedule for that season, which, you know, you can now get. Ravens aren't on it.
Good.
But isn't there like an add-in game, like first place teams, this, that, and the other? It's they play, it looks like, the AFC West and the NFC East that year, the Rams. Then you have your NFC North to be determined, NFC South to be determined.
I'm telling you what, Bob. I mean, you talk about going there. I think it's like 20-some hours, or maybe that's from here. Maybe it's only 18 or whatever. I don't know. But it's a hell of a long ride, and how about getting adjusted to that? And then you got to have the bye when you come back.
You don't want to play three games in 11 days, Roger Goodell, but you know that's going to be a long hike. They're going to build it up nicely. Thank you very much, and we'll see how it goes 2 years from now.
Where else is coming?
Told you, Greenland.
I heard Ireland.
Gaza Strip eventually.
Ireland's
on the docket.
Notre Dame's played over there a lot.
Mm-hmm. That'd be huge. I think Steelers would probably line up to go over there. That's what the scuttlebutt I've been hearing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nolan, what's going on in your world over there?
Oh, we're doing all right over here. I mean, the international games actually reminds me of the buy or sell topic we were talking about. The players maybe not being too fond of adding that 18th game, some of the things they want in return. I forgot to mention it. The international games is a part of that. They're not happy about that, the travel that comes with it. Vinny said you're almost forced to take your bye week. Although, I guess they'd still give the team the option.
Well, Ravens declined it.
Exactly. But once. Again, with that long of a flight, you're probably not going to turn it down if you're the Australia team. London, teams just seem to be getting a little more used to that.
Right, and you, to the players against it, it could be a 100% against from the NFL Players Association, and it's still happening.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the point even asking the players if they're for it or against it? Because they really have no say in the matter.
And here's my bigger gripe with the international games in general. They're never good matchups. I mean, every time that they roll out these international games, this past year was Jaguars versus Patriots. It's always these crappy matchups. They just throw them a bone. The fans over there are excited to watch anything, I guess. They can't be picky. That's their only opportunity to see a live NFL game. But from a TV watching perspective, I'm not waking up earlier to watch two bottom feeders play in London.
Well, it would help if Jacksonville would get good consistently.
Yeah.
I mean, that would always, you know, cover up some of those things.
But, I mean, it's 9 a.m. Yeah, just, you know, and then in California, it's 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's weird,
yes,
to Nolan's point, waking up and watching, like, a real football game. As long as the Ravens aren't in it, I'm good.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, no more of that.
But, I mean, we used to play in those games. Remember, in the preseason, that you would get the extra the fifth preseason game, and then going into preseason wasn't bad, you know, was a distraction. And it was, I almost swore, we had to fly from San Fran to Berlin. We had to stop in Cincy on the way. I mean, it was like forever. I remember, you know what Joe Montana did about this? Probably something you would do. Montana, all he did was he drank so much wine till he passed out and then slept the whole flight.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Good. 20 hours on a plane, not happening, bro. I'm bitching and complaining 3 hours to Rehoboth, if you know what I'm saying.
Knees jammed into the back of the seat in front of you.
Not me, bro. All right, Funhouse.
Quick Draws, Funhouse.
Only so many movies you can watch.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, some more text rolling in here on the three-peat topic, impressiveness compared to other sports. This texter here says, I disagree with the Chiefs homer. He's talking about Dan and Hughes there. says, the most difficult championship to win in all sports is the Stanley Cup. Having to win several best-of-seven-game series to win the Cup is far more difficult than having to win two, three at most in the NFL.
And there's no buys, right?
No.
You got to layer up, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of, I mean, what's that, like 6 weeks of playoffs?
That's three rounds to get to the Stanley Cup final.
Another one here says, Chiefs are definitely not more impressive than other sports champions. Not very exciting. Objectively annoying to watch. This team, recent history with the Chiefs, texter says they're not as entertaining as, say, the Ravens' strong defensive team in 2000 or a greatest show on turf-like team. But that also might be partially because the sport and the product sucks now with too many divas, asinine calls from the refs. A three-peat definitely isn't exciting for the sport.
I think it's still exciting. It just seems like in all sports, mostly football and baseball, the referees are heavily, way too involved. We know too many of them.
Right. When are you watching a hockey game and you're saying, you know, the refs just changed the game there with that call? You know, it's really, they kind of just let them play. You know, the sport's more conducive to it. I mean, sure.
Oh, NBA, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, God forbid you call traveling every once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, that would really slow the game down.
But, I mean, you do it in like the last, can you imagine? LeBron going to the hoop, down by two, traveling.
I'd love to see the meltdown, that's for sure.
Oh, it would be epic.
And one more here, texter on the Ravens, says, I like that DaCosta kind of teased the idea of adding more speed to the offense, but I do think some guys in-house could do that already. talking about Zay Flowers here, he can beat anyone one-on-one for sure. They just don't seem to take as many deep shots anymore with Lamar. Hard to argue against it, though, when the offense is that successful.
Yeah, the time you got to take deep shots is usually first down with play-action pass because of what they've got. That's where you're going to get the protection. Otherwise, you know, you got to take seven-step drop, and then it takes some time. And a lot of times that line's not holding up for that amount of time.
It's 58-81-057. The Fan will come back here from Nick Sirianni, Andy Reid, head coaches of the respective teams ahead of Super Bowl 59. We're going to hear from Maryland head coach Kevin Willard was on the program yesterday, preview their matchup tonight against Ohio State. And we'll talk Super Bowl 59, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, that it's another fun house with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2. And then 6 o'clock coverage of the Terps Buckeyes here on 105.7 The Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.